আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি ওয়া কাফা ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين صدق الله العظيم وقد قال الله تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم। Ulamae kiram, most respected brothers, we continue from where we left off last Jummah. We are discussing the fourth part of this verse of Surah Mu'minun, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that indeed the believers have succeeded. And Allah Ta'ala then gives certain qualities of those believers whom Allah Ta'ala promises success, falah. And success also not only in this world, but success in the qabr, success in the akhirat. Until they are carried over pul sirat into jannat and everlasting joy, happiness and bliss. So complete success in the akhirat is promised for those people who have these type of sifat. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, other sifats have been given. We have discussed the three in detail, that they are those who humble themselves in prayer, they have what we term as khushu in the salat. They are those people who shun all kinds of vain talk, vain actions, vain deeds, futile, useless actions and deeds. They shun completely. They don't waste their time in futile activities, because life is too short. We do not know when the angel of death suddenly comes and strikes and takes away the soul. Daf'atan jo sar par aa pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Suddenly if death comes, then where will you have the opportunity to do any actions and deeds in this world? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us here, linabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, which one of you does the best of deeds. That's why he created maut and hayat. So they shun all those deeds and activities and talks and speeches, everything which is useless, futile, does not help the person in this world, in the qabr or the akhirat. They have nothing to do with it, because they are believers in Allah Ta'ala, they are believers in the day of judgment. And I've explained this in detail, that if a person is doing some exercise and his niyat is that his body must stay fit and healthy so that he can make namaz, he can go and earn a livelihood, so that he can go for jihad, then that exercise is not futile and useless, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia. In the same way, the person is talking nicely, cheerfully, happily, is joking, is and indulging in mubah talk with the family to make them happy, then all that is not futile. Futile is those things which are absolutely useless. Spending hours and hours on the television watching sporting programs and watching so many other kinds of filthy programs, now that is absolutely futile. So that is futile and useless. Nevertheless, I've discussed that at length. Then we have discussed about the tazkiyah of their qulub they make, or they give zakat. That too has been discussed. Now we are discussing zina. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says one of their qualities is that they protect themselves from indulgence in zina. That is the meaning of that ayat, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, that they restrain themselves. They do not have any kind of sexual association except with their partners in marriage. Now let us look at what are the some of the harms of that. There are many things that have been mentioned. But if we have to look at the khulasa of that, the gist of that, from the different ahadith put together, different hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put together, that when zina will increase in the community, when there will be an abundance of zina in the community, he says then there will be large scale deaths in the community. Large scale deaths. We only read of massacres, we read of plane crashes, hundreds of passengers gone, train smashes, hundreds of passengers gone or thousands gone, earthquakes, thousands of people gone. Who haven't heard of all those earthquakes in San Francisco and in Turkey and in other parts of the world? If you have to put all of them together, hundreds of thousands left this world. Large scale deaths. There will be murders plentiful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says when zina will increase in the society, then you will get plenty of murders taking place in the society. Now who is not aware of what is happening in the world today with regards to murders? Which person's life is safe? Whether it is the pious or whether it is the person that is indulging in sins, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab comes, which is aam azab, then everyone gets caught up in it. Then the good will be separated from the bad on the day of Qiyamah or after their death. Those who were good and they were murdered, then it is a form of shahadat for them. But if a person was indulging in zina and at that time somebody had to shoot that person, then we mustn't say that that person became shaheed. He became shaheed over that prostitute. So the lesson we take that when there will be large scale deaths in the society, how much careful we have to be at such a time. Umra ho rahi hai misl barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Day by day, drop by drop, how the ice block melts. Put the ice block in the sun and see. So drop by drop, how that ice melts. Life is melting away. One day this breath of ours will come to a stop. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is another thing that will happen, that you will get plenty of murders in the societies where zina, that means adultery and fornication, will become aam. People will indulge in it. It will become like the norm of the society. So much so that two people will be committing zina, and the person passing by won't even have the courage to say that, please, do not do such kind of things in public. At the most, he will tell them that just go behind some tree and commit your evil action. That means that stage will come. Now if we have to look at the scenario in the world where zina is being committed openly on the stages of the world and openly in public, then what else do we expect but that there should be large-scale murders and killings and deaths? Because it is a prophecy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and it cannot be proved false. So he says that is what is going to happen. Then he has prophesied that sicknesses and diseases of such a kind will then start spreading, which the forefathers never ever heard of. Now this also I have explained in detail, that every time that scientists seem to be coming to grips with one kind of disease which is transmitted because of sexual promiscuity, so then before they just come to grips with it, they find so many others surfacing and they just can't seem to find a solution. Billions and billions of dollars are spent. And then what do they say? The person must have safe sex and that will be the solution to the problem. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So these are the evils of zina, or the side effects as we call it, or the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which comes in different forms. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also mentioned about corruption will be rife in that ummah after that, where there will be plentiful of zina, adultery, fornication, then corruption will be rife. Let us look at what is happening in our country and other parts of the world and see if what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is not true and if it is not happening as he had predicted. And then as I mentioned on many occasions, that many of us, we sit on the mimbars also, we have mashallah nice our beards and white kurtas and white socks, and we are engaged in the work of deen and ta'lim and madaris and khanqas and zikrullah majlises. But the moment we leave that Zikrullah Majlis, the moment we leave that Khanqah of that Shaykh, the moment we go up back after the Jamaat activities, then where do we go? What do we switch on in our homes? We say, Mawlana, Alhamdulillah, I'm very pious. I'm a namazi 5 times a day and I make so much of dini khidmat and service. I don't commit zina. Zina, I will never ever go close to it. But the person is prepared to watch all the zina on the television screen in his lounge, in his sitting room, in his bedroom, and even in his business. And we will even provide it at our jalsas and our fairs nowadays. And then we get offended also if somebody has to point it out. The zina of the eyes is to see haram. The zina of the ears is to listen to haram. The zina of the tongue is to speak haram. The zina of the lips is to kiss one who is an ajnabiya. The zina of the feet is to walk towards haram. Zina of the hands is to touch, and zina of the heart and mind is to think. And zina of the private parts is to commit the action. All these are parts of zina. Now the person is pious, he says, I'm very pious. But he's prepared to see those scenes on the screen there hundreds of times. Now that is coming in the bedroom of the person, sitting room of the person, lounge of the person. And he's quite comfortable with it. And then he says, there's no barakat in my home. Husband and wives are fighting. There's so much of quarrels and disputes between nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts and mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. Everything is happening, but we're not prepared to give up. When those things are coming there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is promising that there will be all kinds of fasad and fitna. So that is also a major issue. And I always say that if I have to tell somebody that I'm sending one couple to commit adultery in your house, they are passionately in love with each other, so therefore I'm sending them to your house and accommodate them in your lounge and let them commit some adultery there. What will the person say? If that person has got a gun, he'll feel like blowing my head off. And especially if that person is a pious person outwardly, then he will say that, Maulana, what a thing are you asking me to do? How can I ever accommodate a couple to commit zina in my home? If I tell that person, I'm sending a person to have a drink, wine and sharab in your home, then he says, how can you ever say a thing like that? If I tell that person that I want the bells of the church to ring into your sitting room and lounge, and I want the bhajan to be played in your room, then the person will object, he will criticize, he will like to hit that person. But when we are switching on those programs, especially these Hindi films and other films, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf in those days or whatever in school days we may have seen, but sometimes the actor is singing in the graveyard there. Sometimes his marriage is taking place in the temple there. And sometimes the bells are ringing in the church there. Now all those things we are bringing into our homes and into our rooms, into our lounges. The idols and everything is coming. The pictures of Jesus Christ on the cross is coming because the church came on the screen there. And we are quite comfortable. See, our deendari is not affected. We are still pious and righteous. And we want barakat of Allah Ta'ala too. We want rahmat also. We want ease and comfort also. We want all the quarrels of the society to disappear. Brothers, it's not going to happen like that. We will have to make the himmat, take up the courage and restrain ourselves from haram. If we are not going to do that, then we have to pay the price for it. That is Allah Ta'ala's system. I can't change it. Nobody in the world can change it. All our good talk and flowery language bayans will not change it. Until we don't pluck up that courage. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni hai zarur. Ek din mayyid qabr mein utarni hai zarur. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is another thing that will happen. Diseases will spread, which forefathers also didn't hear of. Such kind of diseases which were not prevalent in societies of the past. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also warned that if zina is going to spread in the society, and as I said that this is a spread of that same zina if it is coming on our screen so many times a day. When zina is going to spread in the society, then Allah Ta'ala will put fear into the hearts of the society. A kind of fear will grip that society. All of us are gripped with fear today. We secure our buildings, we put alarm systems, we put burglar guards, we put panic buttons, we put razor wires, we do everything. But the protection of life is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We can see that with all our security, and it is not haram, it is necessary that we take some precaution and we do as much as we can, make use of the means. Allah Ta'ala has created those means. But is our fear going? We are still prisoners in our cars. We are fearful in our homes. We cannot walk down even West Street at night as we used to walk in the days past doing window shopping. Fear. Everywhere there is fear. If you are traveling, there is fear. If you are at home, there is fear. Wherever you are, there is nothing but fear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when zina will spread, then fear will grip that society. But again, I repeat that if a person has been shot, as we have one sister of ours was shot last night, but how fortunate she is. If we have to really look at it, she is very fortunate. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He wants to give some people shahadat. Because by means of their actions, they might not be able to reach those stages. So in these days, if Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with somebody, some action or the other, we do not know what action. Sometimes a person is outwardly not very righteous and pious. But we do not know which action of that person Allah Ta'ala liked, that He gives him death in Medina Sharif. He gives him death on a Jummah day, when there is no azab in the qabr. Azab of the qabr is raised up on Jummah days. Or in the month of Ramadan, if a person has to die. And if that is the situation, then on the day of Qiyamah also there is great hope that the person will enter into Jannah too without reckoning. So on the one hand, it is a shahadat. The different categories of shahadat I gave in some bayan long, long ago. If a person has to die in the protection or the defense of his own life or the life of his family members, if a person has to die, now the person is trying to safeguard his car from being hijacked, or the person is trying to safeguard his life or the family's life, is putting up a defense, and in that defense he got shot and killed. That is shahadat, a form of shahadat. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ihsan on the ummat. More than 40 different categories have been mentioned in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in different ahadiths if you have to put them together. If the person was trying to defend and he got shot, then it is shahadat. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, the person will be given the same status as that of the shaheeds. A person was walking and the wall collapsed and the person got crushed beneath that wall. It is a form of shahadat. The person drowned in the ocean. It's a form of shahadat. The person dies of stomach problem. Now look at that. How many of our people who are sick, they die of stomach problem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam categorized that as shahadat, a form of shahadat. A woman who was in labor and she loses her life, she is shahida. She's also got shahadat. She gave birth and after that she passed away. She is shaheed. The person, so much so that if he is going to earn halal livelihood for his children, he's a poor person, he goes, he's making effort, he's working hard just to bring food at home so that he doesn't have to beg, he doesn't have to stretch out his hands. His niyat is that he wants to give halal to the children, then he is in the path of Allah and he becomes shaheed if he has to die whilst he's out. If a person in a sickness has to read La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin 40 times and in that sickness he dies, he is shaheed. But of course the sahabas didn't understand it like we understand. That now means that every day I will read 40 times La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Then no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj, and if I die then I am shaheed. They didn't understand it like that. We must understand it properly too. That they were those people who were making their namazas, giving their zakat, they were doing their ibadah, they were staying away from haram and sins, and together with that they were reading this also. Then they got shahadat, even if they died on their bed. And not like us, that we just take that part of it. Mawlana, give some wazifa that I can go into Jannat. So just wazifas don't take you into Jannat. Wazifas must go with everything together. It's a package deal. We get advertisement package deals. It is also a package. So there are so many different categories. If a person was madly in love with some woman, but for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he did not express that love. He restrained himself. And that pain was so much on his heart that he had a heart attack and he died. Allah ta'ala gives him shahadat. Just because of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this person did not go ahead committing zina or making haram advances. He restrained himself. A woman was married. Then her husband takes another wife and she is very grieved. Her heart is broken. She is full of sorrow. But she is making sabr, so much so that she falls sick and she dies. So then it is shahadat. But that does not mean that the husband must do injustice. We must not misunderstand it. That is her kamal that she made sabr. But the husband must not do injustice, otherwise he will go to Jahannam, she will get shahadat. So those people who are shot and killed or murdered, with a little bit of detail there is to it, then they got a form of shahadat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants that to increase. But I am talking about the harms of zina, that when the person is indulging in zina, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there will be widespread deaths, large scale deaths. Massacres will take place. And this fear will grip the society. There will be a kind of fear. We just can't seem to feel comfortable anymore. Walking anywhere, we are uncomfortable, we are fearful. Parking our car any place, we do not know when we come out of the supermarket if our car is still going to be there. And if you are sitting in the car and it is an expensive car, then we don't know if it is one of those cars which is has already been ordered by someone. By some syndicate, the order has been placed. We do not know if our car is that car. So this is the effect when there's widespread zina and nobody is doing anything to stop it. We say, no, we must just make Amar bil Maruf. Amar bil Maruf we must make, but what about Nahi Anil Munkar? Until we are not going to bring it to the attention of the society that this is also zina which is taking place in your sitting room and your lounge. And then you must not wait for rahmat of Allah and barakat in your business and all the disappearance of problems. Taweezes of the world will not remove those problems. Take my word what I'm telling you in the masjid. That at present we've got so much of confidence just on taweezes. The person doesn't want to give up haram in his life, but he's going to go for taweezes. So you think those taweezes will take away the azab of Allah Ta'ala? Our taweez have got so much of power that it will prevent the azab of Allah from coming into our homes and into our lives and into the lives of our society. It is not going to happen. You can tie 1,000 taweezes. Taweezes have got a place, but I'm not denying that. But our aqidah must change. We must not think that taweezes will do everything. Get rid of the sins first from our lives. Then even if you read one small wazifa, it will have an effect and an impact. So those people who have lost their lives, we must make a lot of dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make them maghfirat. And as I said, the person if he's shot on a Friday, then already there was a shahadat. And then again the burial on Jummah. So it is like a bonus. Great rewards for the person. We do not know what amal Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala liked of the person. So we must not think that if a person was shot, then it was azab. We do not know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which amal he liked and gave that person a form of shahadat. But yes, that shooting must not be in a place where Allah ta'ala does not want the person to be. The person must not be in a cinema or a theater or a disco and then say shahadat. The person must not be visiting some prostitute and then say shahadat. A couple was courting young boy and girl. So many cases of this kind have taken place already. And they go and park their car one place and they think that nobody is watching them and somebody just comes out from the jungle and then shoots them dead. Now there is not shahadat there. So how careful we have to be. Those who are gone, but they leave lessons for us that how careful we have to be. Last night I was talking, I was not even aware of what had happened. And that is exactly what I mentioned when I was reading that poetry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in which he says, Ya aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. These are the last days of my life, and I explained that we should consider every second to be the last second of our life, every hour to be the last hour of our life, and every day to be the last day of our life. Then enjoy yourself, eat, drink. The Sahaba-i Kiram, they had so much of khawf of akhirat and they had so much of concern about death. But yet they ran governments and they didn't pull back. It doesn't mean it affected their businesses, nothing. The only thing it restrained them from was any kind of haram. That's all fear of death you have to have, that it restrains you from haram. May Allah Ta'ala make maghfirat of all those who have passed away. May Allah Ta'ala give them Jannatul Firdaus and give sabr jameel ajr azim to their family members, kith and kin. And may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems that the Muslim Ummah is facing in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Palestine, India, Pakistan and every part of the world. Allah Ta'ala must protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala must protect the Haramain Sharifain. And Allah Ta'ala must bless us all with death, Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, or wherever our death is destined, it must come in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.